In Kesha Shemtiv, there are a few parts. You have what are like direct quotes from the Baal Shem Tov, from the earlier Talmidim, which that was in like the original prints of Kesha Shem Tov. And then you have later on, because they added a second part, which are Toides Upisgami Baal Shem Tov, which are sayings of the Baal Shem Tov, which are basically taken from like the Siches, Maimorim of the Friedrich Rebbe later on. So, for example, these Toides were not known in the previous generations, and the Friedrich Rebbe gave us a special present, revealed to us many secrets that were always Ish Rebbe Mipi Rebbe, and in the Maimorim and the Siches, he revealed to us a lot of these Toides. Today I'm going to share with you probably one of the shortest Toides which are printed. But when I started looking into it and seeing where it comes from, it led to a very, very geschmacki gedank. The Torah is on one of the most famous psukim in Tehillim. We say it so many times a day. As a matter of fact, when you want to say that somebody knows something so well, you say he could say it like he says Ashrei. So one of the psukim we say in Ashrei is Ashrei Om Shekoch Aloy Ashrei Om Shashem Aleikov. So Baal Shem Tov touched on the words Ashrei Om Shekoch Aloy, three words. Shakocha Hu Shaloy. That is the whole Torah. Now many people are shaking their heads, not because they know the Taich in the Pasuk Ashrei Om Shekoch Aloy, or do they not know Taich in the Pasuk, in the Vart of the Baal Shem Tov, Shakocha Hu Shaloy? But before we get into all of this, I want to go give you a little bit of a historical background where we know this Torah from. There was a very, very special Yid. This Yid, his name was Menashe Lavut. Menashe Lavut was Zoyche to get letters from the Friedrich Rebbe. And what made me very interested to find out who this Rebbe Nasha was, because the letter to him, you see printed in Gris Kodesh Chelik Beis of the Friedrich Rebbe of the Kuf Mem, Kvoid Mechutoni, my Mechutin Rebbe Nasha. Who's the Mechutin of the Friedrich Rebbe, Rebbe Nasha? So on the bottom it says his name was Rebbe Nasha Lavut. But it says that he lived in Montreal, and we're talking about the year Tofresh Peites. So I started doing some research, who he was. Rebbe Nasha Lavut was the great uncle of the Rebbe. Our Rebbe's mother, Rebbe Tzinchana, was the daughter of Rebbe Meir Shloima Yanovsky, who was the Rav in Nikolayev, whose father-in-law was the famous Rebbe Avram Lavut, who wrote the Svarim Kav Noki, he wrote the Shar HaKoilel. So this is the Rebbe's family. He had a daughter who married the Meir Shloimo, actually took over his father-in-law as Rav of Nikolayev, and he had a son. Now this son, his name was Rebbe Nasha. Rebbe Nasha left Nikolayev, and he moved to Montreal, Canada. And he, as a matter of fact, was the Miyasid of the Kehilas Lubavitch of Montreal. If you go back to the real Montrealers, they say the colonel of the Lubavitch in Montreal was this Rebbe Nasha Lavut. He was Miyasid Shul, was called Kehilas Nusachari or something. He was very, very involved. As a matter of fact, I searched online, the picture of Rebbe Nasha Lavut. But either way, this is the Rebbe's great uncle, so therefore the Friedrich Rebbe calls him my Mechutin, because he's the Rebbe's family. Anyways, try to imagine America, Canada, we're talking about 1920, early years, the Chassid that's living in Canada in 1920, I think he came in 1910, it says, but talking about 1920 or something, he's completely alone. He feels, what am I doing here? He's like, it wasn't a Chassidish shtetl, it wasn't a Yiddish shtetl. Mamish, what am I doing here? And of course, the Friedrich Rebbe is pushing him to be Mefitz Yahadus, that if the Eibishter put you in a certain place, no matter what, you have to be Mefitz Yahadus over there. And the Friedrich Rebbe writes to him the famous words, Bris Krusel Avoyde V'tamula She'enei Chazeres Reikom, that if you work hard, there's a chazaka that it will not come back empty. You work, your avoyde is to work. And the Friedrich Rebbe says, you're going to find out that people which at first glance and externally, they may look far from the Varmkeit of Torah mitzvahs, but when you work with them, all of a sudden it's going to come out, bis oiridim, bis oirus toivo. By zeit suflam sich der perfunek, it basically mit amol, the fire comes out. So in Igris Kodesh Chelek Beis, page Kuf Mem Aleph, the Friedrich Rebbe finishes off a letter to this Rebbe Menashe. And he says, Ashrei Ha'am Shekocholoi. Now let's push it. What's the simple title of the Pasuk? Praises the nation that this is theirs. What's this? Well, for those of you that are aware, that the Pasuk Ashrei Ha'am is not part of really Ashrei. It's from the previous capital of Tilim. The capital of Tilim, Tila LeDavid, is Kuf Mem Hei. And Ashram Shekocholoi, Ashram Shashem Aleikov, is Kuf Mem Dalid. Earlier in Kuf Mem Dalid, it speaks about all the brachas that Hashem gives Klal Yisroel. He takes care of us, and Mamesh, he gives us brachas. So we say, wow, Ashram Shekocholoi, can you imagine, praises the nation that gets all these things from Hashem, Shekocholoi, that's the simple taich of the pasuk. But the Baal Shem Tev taich, so the Friedrich Rebbe brings down from the Baal Shem Tev, a new pshat. The Ashrei Ha'am Shekocholoi means praised is the nation that kocha is shaloi. Now, what does that mean? That kocha is shaloi. Let's go back a moment. And he explains. What is kocha? Kocha means as a zoivias is, the emes from the zach. And Ashrei Ha'am Shekocholoi praises the nation that basically Yidden have an internal connection to Emes. That this kocha, this relationship, this direct connection to the Eibishter is Shaloi, belongs to each Yid. Every Yid has the kocha inside of him. Every Yid has this direct azoy izes, this direct connection to the Eibishter inside of him. And then the Friedrich Rebbe brings down a fascinating word from the Zohar, which I want to explain to you and connect to the Inyan of Gula Mashiach that we are learning. He brings down the Zohar, that the Zohar says that the word Shekocha is gematria of the word Moshe. It's 345. Shekocha is gematria of the word Moshe, which means Ashrei Ha'am, praised is the nation, Shekocholoi, that they have a shaychus to Moshe, or deeper, that they have Moshe inside of them. We all know what the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya. There is a puzzling Maimer Chazal. Chazal say that the Eibishter says in the Torah, what's the big deal to have Ava and Yiras Hashem? What am I asking of you? So the Gemara asks, hey, it doesn't seem so easy to us. So the Gemara says, yeah, of course it's easy. For Moshe, it's easy. So the Alter Rebbe asks, Yashar Koyach, we're talking to every Yid. What are you telling me, that for Moshe it's easy? And the Alter Rebbe explains that inside every single Yid, there is a Moshe. And if you get in touch with your Moshe, if you get in touch with that part of your neshama, then serving the Eibishter, having Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Mitamo Vert Gring, it becomes easy. Which that's the deeper oinik, Ashrei Ha'am Shekocholoi, praises the nation that we have inside of us a Moshe, Shekocha B'Gematria Moshe. Which is very, very connected to the whole inyan of Gula Moshiach. We all know that Chazal say, Moshe hu goyel rishon hu goyel achrin. The Moshe is the first goyel, he took us out of Mitzrayim, and Moshe will take us to the Geula. Shtal tzach di shayla, that it's halachically impossible. because Moshe is from Shevet Levi, Moshiach is from Shevet Yehuda. So what does it mean? Moshe hu goyel rishon hu goyel achron. Moshe is going to lead us to Geula. It doesn't fit with halacha. So in general, it's explained that what it means is that the Moshiach Shebedor has the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, the neshama klolis, and that Moshiach Shebedor with the koyach of Moshe will lead us towards the Geula. But there's a deeper understanding, and that is that there is a Moshe inside of each and every one of us. The Geula Pratis leads to the Geula klolis. When we reveal, when we get in touch with the Moshe inside of us, that is our Geula Pratis. When a Yid has a Geula Pratis, that leads to the Goyal Achrin. So Moshe hu Goyal Rishon hu Goyal Achrin. By revealing the Moshe inside of us, getting in touch with that Moshe, that will bring the Geula from the Golos Achrayna. And Ashrei Am Shekocha Loi praises the nation. That Shekocha, that Moshe Rabbeinu is found inside every single Yid.